The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Hello, boos and ghouls and non-boonary folk. I'm your middlest brother, Travis Werewolf McElroy.
It's early August.
A chill is in the air.
No, let Griffin do his so I can ignore yours.
And this is Griffin, and this is Griffin McElroy.
So I had a funny thing happen to me.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What do you think happened to me?
The leaves are turning.
I had a silly dentist thing happen.
From orange and brown and yellow.
I can't.
There's a chill. Things are getting spooky.
I can't. We're all already unhinged from time. You cannot do this.
I went to the Home Goods store to buy a picture frame, and they had Halloween pillows for sale.
Okay, so that's it. That means that's the starting gun.
Yes, the season has begun.
All right.
And they had ceramic pumpkins.
It's actually, gang, it is July the 29th, as we're recording.
Yes, spooky season, when the ghosts come out to play.
The ghosts won't be out, Trav, for three more entire Earth months.
The ghosts are on the beach.
My local Home Goods had Salvatore Ferragamo Uomo fragrance on clearance. That don't make it fall. That's obviously an autumnal scent.
Right.
It don't make it fall.
Yeah.
You know?
But it is spooky season.
It's absolutely not.
I got one brother who is turned into a vampire skeleton only bones.
Ooh.
And then I have another brother that's trying to backdoor Richard Stink in here in this Halloween.
Now he only here's what you're fucking with.
Yeah, this is what's up, Travis.
This is why I sampled it. This is why I sampled it. Richard Stink comes out four times a year at the beginning of every season. If Travis, my brother, is telling me that it is the spooky season upon us,
then Richard Stink
comes out. Now, if he's going to obey the Gregorian calendar of our ancestors, maybe you've heard of it. You know?
That's up to Richard to decide.
But listen,
that same fucking calendar, by the way, that says that September 13th is summer. It's not.
Listen.
It's not. You joke.
This
just
is
like July 29th is spooky season.
This is lose for me.
Have you decided on your Halloween costumes? What will you be doing to celebrate Samhain?
I think we've let enough of this go. I need to say something.
Don't let a black cat cross your path.
Okay, vampire skeleton only bones. Travis, can you just hold on for a second so Justin can say a thing?
It's just like really important. I wanted to say, if you all were listening to episode 566 of My Brother and Me, you may have heard me talk about some new Kraft Dinner flavor boosts.
Oh my God.
And I may have said something ill-advised at the end of that episode that I didn't really think through briefly. This is what I said. if you're in Canada, I need you to get as much of that fucking cheese as you can. Just ruin my box. Ruin my box with KD, okay? Hey, ruin my box with KD. Get all that weird KD and ruin my box.
So that's what I said, and I didn't. I kind of forgot I said it until this week. When I went to the post office, and my friendly post office people were, I'll go ahead and say it, not thrilled to see me.
How flavor blasted was your box?
Like, they saw me, and one of the dudes walked out of the room as soon as I walked in. And I walked to the other dude, and I was like, box 54, please. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's going to go get it.
On site. They know they, you on site.
They've been
site.
Waiting. They had, like, one of those, like, don't let this shoplifter in photos on the wall. But right. It was like, give this man his cheesy box as quick as you can. Yeah. Get this cheese out of here.
Then these dudes start piling up boxes, and all of them have that, like, distinctive Canada Post thing. And I will admit, I did have a fleeting moment where I was like, whoa, a lot of fan mail this week.
Yeah.
Guess the J-Man's back.
I mean, this is, it requires a certain amount of effort to send you macaroni and cheese flavor edition mix-ins that belies an amount of fandom that is staggering.
I also imagine, Justin, that there were a lot of tariffs on the postage.
Exactly.
Was probably
yes.
High.
Yeah, so let's talk about that aspect of it for a second, okay? Canada, I'm just going to talk to Canada for a second. Canada.
Can I go?
Should we leave?
Yeah. No. You guys can be here and you can listen because I want there to be a witness. There needs to be a third.
Oh, we're
party.
Like ambassadors. Okay. We have diplomatic immunity.
Exactly.
Cool.
You all sent, I asked you to send me all the weird KD and I was not specific enough. I am sorry about that. You all sent me approximately by my count, 83 different packets.
Woo!
Of flavor
are you
boosting.
Kidding me?
Woo!
83 different packets of flavor boosting. But Canada, you sent me 109 boxes of mac and cheese. Now listen.
Wow.
It's the same mac and cheese.
Well, hold on.
KD and mac and cheese are the same,
but you
product.
Don't know that the consistency that the
100% I do.
How do you know? How do
nobody
you know?
Knows it, but actually, Travis, I would say I, Justin McElroy, at this point in my life, am uniquely positioned to say that these are the same product.
But molecularly, I'm saying that what you've got is Canadian cheese dust versus American cheese
Travis.
Dust. You can't tell me it's the same cheese dust at a molecular level.
You're an infant tickling yourself with a razor.
You are speaking right to the world's preeminent cheese dust scholar.
You don't think I've had cheese dust in my life?
Travis.
You don't think I've flavor blasted some nudes?
Travis.
What?
He's got 3 years on you, dog.
You're right.
But I also have been shipped, what I'm saying is I've been shipped 109 boxes of Canadian mac and cheese, and I've eaten enough.
Oh, wait,
right?
How,
it's the same.
You've only had these for about a week, Justin. How much have you consumed
human form? Here's the thing, though. This is not going to waste. I should say before the horrors of this become too, we are sending around 100 boxes of Kraft dinner to the Harmony House.
They're going to think you're an extreme couponer.
Well, the people who are experiencing homelessness currently want to flavor bass their KD.
Yeah.
That is up to them. They will get some packets, no doubt. So the food will not go to waste. I did make a couple of these to go ahead and sample them.
Yeah. You know, there's only one that I'm curious about.
Is it the cotton candy?
It is the cotton candy. Because I bet, can I say? I bet it fucks. I bet it slams. Does it slam?
I think it fucks. We've had some different reactions.
Oh, no.
Can I guess? Charlie loves it. I bet Sydney wanted to vomit.
Okay, so you're one for two.
Oh.
Keep going.
Cooper loved it?
Uh-huh.
And you loved it.
Yeah, and Sydney.
Loved it?
Yeah, but it's great. It's great.
So where's the differing opinion? Wait, I'm confused.
It's great.
So what?
I'll bring a vacation trip. I'll let you try. It works in the same way as like don't think of it as cotton candy and cheese because neither of those things
are present. Yeah,
are present.
It's a new flavor in your ear.
Well, I like a cheese and strawberry, like Danish.
Now, yeah, think of it more like, I mean, the flavor of, as our Canadian friends call it, Papa's beard. The flavor of Papa's beard is not very
they
present.
They call it,
Yeah, they call it Papa's
That's
beard.
That's what they call cotton candy?
Papa's beard?
Because it's like, oh, because it's like God's beard. Because it's all wispy, like a cloud.
Yeah, or like our dad's beard. So it works on the same level of like, you know, cheese and caramel popcorn, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That idea, if you can wrap your brain around that idea, it's sort of like that.
Or like a cheese and apple pie that I learned about from Pushing Daisies.
The only one that I know, the only John Joy didn't like it.
Oh, John Joy tried.
The fifth member of your family is where the differing opinion came in. I'm sorry, I forgot about your son, John Joy, grown adult man who I believe is older than you.
John Joy is a fellow West Virginia podcaster, host of Professor Theo's Mystery Lab. If you have kids, you're going to love these stories.
But he's a hater of this great mac and cheese product.
But he's a hater. He took one bite, and this is his entire reaction. No. Review.
That's good.
That's his review.
Did he go into it with an open mind? That's the real question.
Yeah, I think,
it's hard to
relatively
tell.
The ghost pepper is
too much.
Extremely spicy. It's not a joke. The ghost pepper is a threat. There's like three other spicy, and like spicy with mac and cheese is like pretty good. Even the buttered chicken had like a nice amount of spice.
That sounds good to me.
The one that was rough was poutine.
Really?
It's like, it tastes so much like gravy,
yeah,
that the flavor, like, it just felt kind of like a chunky style gravy.
Okay.
Now I do use I use the mac and cheese. This, you guys know about how to make. I call it dirtbag mac and cheese, but like, you guys know about this, right?
I can't say that I do.
Okay, so the good way to make. I'm going to tell you this. Give me 1 second.
Do you have to are you Googling a macaroni dinner recipe?
It is not my recipe.
Okay.
It's God's recipe.
No,
it just flows through Justin. Justin's the conduit.
It's not my recipe, okay? So I need a second.
Oh, can I guess whose it is? Is it Guy Fieri?
No, it's not Guy Fieri.
Well, when it's called dirtbag something, he has trash can nachos.
I call it dirtbag.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's funny.
It would be different if Guy Fieri called them dirtbag nachos. These are dirtbag nachos for dirtbags. Eat it out of a trash can, raccoon.
Okay, this method is actually by a guy named Brian Floyd.
Thank you, Brian.
And we should point out that it took Justin about 7 minutes to find this.
Well, it's hard to Google. It's hard to Google.
Yeah.
Once you learn this method, you never need to refer to it again because it's so fucking easy.
But listen.
You dump into a saucepan the mac, the cheese,
yeah,
a cup of water, a cup of milk, some butter, and then you just cook on medium till done.
Why is that dirty?
Better, faster, more delicious.
Instead of boiling the pasta?
A little bit of an al dente in there? Yep. You've been wasting your time with your 6 cups of water, you're straining, you're at all of it is a waste of time. You dump it all in the pan at once, and then you wait a few minutes and mac and cheese.
Now, Justin, I will say that this sounds like a great method, and I don't want to belittle Dr. Floyd's work. But no. When you call something dirtbag, I thought you're going to like crush up some Doritos in there, make it with Mountain Dew or some shit. Like, we're from West Virginia. You can't say dirtbag, and I'm supposed to think it just means a little bit lazy or
that
simple.
That you put milk in it also. That's
it's great.
And but then also you have to put the cotton candy juices in it.
Yep. Now, do you think that you could just like make some artisanal cotton candy where you actually like go to the state fair, get some cotton candy, put that bad boy right in there?
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Justin, I didn't even ask. Is there a color element to the cotton candy mix?
Oh, Bud, are you kidding me?
It's a. Let me see what color mauve.
It looks like Kirby's.
It's mauve.
It's Kirby's. Oh. It looks like Kirby's fucking.
It looks like Kirby's balls.
it's wild.
Yeah, it looks like Kirby's balls.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, as you certainly gather, this is an advice show where we take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom.
And here we go. An aspect of my job involves collecting groundwater samples, which need to be kept on ice.
Cool.
I usually buy ice a few times a month from gas stations, liquor stores, etc. At the end of each month, I submit an expense report with receipts for the ice to collect my cash. The other week, it was incredibly hot, but when I went to a nearby gas station to buy ice, I walked past the ice cream chest and grabbed a Minion popsicle.
Nice.
Normally, I would buy personal items separately, but the line was long and I panicked. Is it acceptable for me to submit the receipt with the Minion popsicle on it?
Jesus Christ.
Or am I out $249?
Damn it. Fuck. If it had been any other thing.
That's for Minion popsicle debacle.
If it had been like some kind of like drink, any kind of drink.
A pack of Lifesavers. If it had been anything, but fucking the auditor scanning your receipts sees Minion popsicle in all bold. And
you can't say, I need it.
You all got it twisted.
I needed it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
How?
If they question you on it.
And they will.
Here's what you say.
They will.
They will. They were out of ice. I needed anything else frozen.
So to preserve these scientific samples.
You jammed. There was like one little bit of space with no ice, and you had to just slide a popsicle right in there. They can never prove otherwise.
But then they can trap you like, oh, well, how did it taste? You'd be like, it was a Minion popsicle, dude. It was delicious. And they'd be like, got you. Damn it.
It tasted like banana. Honestly, ironically, maybe on purpose, tasted like banana. It was great.
A lot like banana.
Maybe you could say like, well, here's the weird thing. They wouldn't sell me the ice unless I bought the popsicle. It was a.
Here's what you say. Yeah, it was a buy ice, get popsicle free thing. Not according to this receipt. Those motherfuckers
fucking got me.
Hey, Joan, this is how they get you, right? Am I right? Joan pounded.
Oh, man.
Because we're in this thing together.
That's how they get
no
you.
No one's calling the police today, right? Joan pound it. Hey, Joan, can you pound it real quick?
None of us have to go to. We're not going to debtor's prison.
When you go to Joan to get reimbursed, Joan's going to look at the receipt like, I don't know. And then you're going to pull out a second Minion popsicle and say, do you want to get your beak wet, Joan?
Joan, I got a taste for
so
you.
Good.
Hey, Joan, we can make this work. You and me, we're in this together. Minion popsicles as much as we want.
I never ate that Minion popsicle. Oh, yeah, Joan? And then you just dump the popsicle part in the trash and throw the stick at her. Prove it.
Yeah.
Sure, it looks like you did. I got a text message here, Joan, that looks like you told me to buy the popsicle for you. What? That's from your dad. Yeah, that's what I call you, Joan.
And you, how could you bring your dad into it, Joan?
How could you do this? You made my dad an accessory to your embezzlement? How could you, Joan?
There's not a job on this planet. And I'm including this job, if any... like self-respecting human being can call what we do that, where if things aren't at least a little bit shitty enough for you to feel okay about stealing a popsicle from the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love this work, working with you two boys, and I know we got to balance those books because we're family, and you don't fuck around with that. But if I do have the opportunity to steal a Minion's popsicle from our bottom dime, I would do it, even though I love
it. Hey, Griffin, can I tell you something? If I find out that you've been getting Minion popsicles on our dime, I'm afraid of you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So sorry, Griffin.
Juice, how's the Fredo flavor boost for the KD dinner?
I haven't tried that one yet. Just because it doesn't exist, which
I'm
going to
Fredo Baggins you.
Charlie's obsessed with watching this dude on YouTube whose whole thing is perfect popsicles.
Oh,
you seen this guy?
No.
That he makes
just goes around buying up all the Minion popsicles and all the SpongeBob popsicles, and he's trying to find perfect ones that actually look like the packaging. So it is his. Maybe you could be like, it was a collab.
Oh.
You're trying to sell Joan on it being like you wanted to get into TikTok.
Oh, here's what you say. Joan, there was a hot bird outside. The bird was overheated.
Okay.
That bird, it was looking at me. I came back out and I had a little water bottle and it went, no, Minion. And I was like, what? And I had to buy a Minion popsicle, Joan.
Give me cold. Give me Minion.
You get the scare. I think you have to report this because the worst case scenario is no one notices.
Yeah.
And then the next time you're at the store, you think, well, maybe I'd love two Minion popsicles.
Slippery, sticky,
this
slope.
Is how it gets
and then,
you.
And then you think, you know,
maybe I'd like 3 Minion Popsicles. Mm-hmm. Bada bing, bada boom. Fast forward 6 months, you're getting 8 Minion Popsicles.
Yeah. You know? And you're throwing half of them away. You just want to feel.
Who knows where this stops? 10?
No.
No, man. Not until you're fully, like, the Gru of Popsicles.
Ninja Turtles Popsicles?
No. God. A full-blown mini ice cream?
Ugh.
Come on, man. Come on. Here's what you do. You throw yourself at the mercy of the court, right? You go to the highest boss you can find. You fall on your knees. You tear your shirt. You cry. You pull your hair out. And you confess in as dramatic terms as you can. And you beg for forgiveness. And I guarantee you, the next 8 times, they're not going to check your receipts.
No way.
No you way. Can put anything on there.
They don't want you to apologize to them anymore. It was really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm becoming more and more dead set on you just looking them in the eyes and saying, it's different ice.
Yeah.
It's just different
ice. And in many ways, better ice, really.
It's boutique.
I got some artisanal ice for this gross-ass water I had to get from the mud.
Excuse me, because I thought that I could, you said buy ice, and this is ice.
It's
part
cream.
Of my job is going to a liquor store. I bought a Minion Popsicle. Are you going to judge me for the Minion Popsicle? Do you know how much worse this could be? I could have bought 18 bottles of Boone's Farm, and I bought a Minion, a $2.40. Jeff Bezos flew to outer space, and I bought a $2.49 Popsicle, and you're going to get mad at me, Joan? What is this?
Be honest about it. But don't be embarrassed.
No.
Just be honest, but not chagrined.
Oh, yeah. A sick kid wanted it. That's another good one.
Yeah, that's always a great one that feels good to do it and joke about it. Hey, can we approach the wizard humbly and supplicate ourselves before his throne?
Yeah, I do. I have a request. I was hoping to get some courage.
No. Can I interest you in some snow power?
How about hubris?
No, you already have that. Graham Roebuck sent this one in. Thank you, Graham. This one was just updated June 1st of this year. So it's like, you know, it's going to mention COVID probably. Uh-huh. It's called How to Appear to Have Snow Power.
Oh, hey.
Snow power is a form of magic a character who lives in snow-encased environments might have, such as Elsa from Frozen. Name one more. Name another. If you're doing
The Ice King from...
Iceman.
Ice King doesn't... from Adventure Time.
Okay, does Iceman from the X-Men live in a magical snow-cased environment?
Nobody is an Omega-level mutant.
I would say that this is like more... It's like less impressive if you live in a snow environment and you have snow
powers. And to be fair, Wiki Wizard, Elsa didn't live in a snow-encased environment. It was summer
when she used
her snow powers to create the Eternal Blizzard.
Come on.
So here's how to convince people that you have snow powers. I think everybody gets it. One, wear gloves that have faux snow on them. That's easy. Glitter, small cotton ball puffs.
I like that.
That doesn't seem convincing, though. I don't want to be pedantic.
It's not the only fucking thing you do, Travis. Give me a minute. You can get black gloves for $1 with snow already on them from dollar stores.
What?
I didn't know that they did
America's the best country in the world.
This is the best. You can get everything. Wear all blue and white. Yeah, that's ice and snow colors.
Yeah, you can't do like orange or red or whatever.
Also, when you make it snow, wearing a long sash on your sleeves will give it a great effect. If the sashes have glitter, even better. Loving it.
Hell yeah.
Or a simple necklace with a sophisticated charm. Maybe a jeweled snowflake with a simple white beads would be nice. Yeah.
Pretty sophisticated.
I would say that. I don't know that's a sophisticated... Okay, anyway, this is where it gets really hot. By which I mean cold. Showing your snow powers, part 2.
Yes. Yes.
1. Act a part. Try to make somebody curious enough to watch you. Not sure what that means. Who said that? Me. Poof.
I think you know exactly. If you were walking around a park, say with your kid, and you saw somebody stride forward... wearing blue and white with black gloves with glitter on them and some like flowing things, and they began to kind of sway and swirl their arms, you'd stop.
Yeah.
You'd look.
Yeah. These next 2 sentences are so good. First of all, it said use white glitter or similar items to make it seem like snow. It might seem odd, but you could always play Christmas music to set the tone if you wish. Awesome.
Jingle bells, yeah! You just threw glitter on my fucking Taco Bell. I was gonna eat this.
I did snow on it. So these two sentences. If using real snow, this is best done during wintertime to make it more believable. The snow would melt in summer. Excellent. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's excellent stuff. Yep. This one's dope because I don't know what the fuck it means. When you're at your secret place, start to play around in the snow with your bare hands if you can bear it and throw it in the air. Do this for a few times, then look at your hands. Smile and get ready to do your trick.
Oh my fuck.
It's got to be wintertime, because if you try to do this in summer, people will be like, excuse me, it's the hot season, and that's snow. I don't think so.
You embarrass yourself.
But more importantly, you got to be in your secret place when you're practicing this.
Yeah. Okay, I imagine that those two sentences, that sentence about a secret place is referring only and especially to Superman in the Fortress of Solitude.
Yes, exactly. Make the snow appear to, quote, come out of your hands. If you have very large sleeves, you can try this neat trick. Get two small fans and secretly put them down your sleeves. Get some of the faux snow and put it on top of the fans. Turn on the fans secretly and open your hands wide so that it goes through your fingers and appears to come out of your hands. But hey, if you can't get the fans, don't worry. Just stuff some of the fake snow in your sleeves and twirl around with your sleeves down, causing the snow to slip out of your sleeves. But this is not recommended because you'll look like you're dripping wet afterwards. Slip snow out of your sleeves in moderation. But practice this for a few times before the real deal in a private place.
Practice in your secret place.
Practice shoving white cotton that looks like snow up your sleeves and then just... because you're not getting two fans up your sleeves. That's fucking ridiculous. So you're going to do the other way where you just let it kind of impotently jizz out of your arms to the floor. And people are like, did you just do snow power? And you say, I don't know. Don't
I'm still practicing. I got to go to my secret place.
Stupid. This is supposed to be my secret.
I don't even know why I chose this power. This
I could have done fire power, and there's a lot of things you can light on fire.
Oh, but keep up the act. While you're making snow, always look like you're enjoying yourself. Laugh a lot and twirl around. Whee!
Now, alternatively, though, you could scream in horror at your own power that now you wield without any kind of responsibility or understanding.
Yeah.
That is how I think it would really work in real life. If I suddenly started shooting like snow and ice out of my hands, I don't think I'd be like, wee. I think I'd be like, oh,
why
no.
Why is the conceit that it's the first time it's ever happened to you, though?
Yeah. But I think if you're convincing anyone, you're convincing yourself.
True. That's the first step. If you're pretending to hide your snow powers, do the following. After you run out of snow, toss the snow on the ground in the air, then seem to notice the person. Start to look worried. Run up to the person and beg, please don't tell anyone. And you're done.
Oh.
You're not quite done, though, because step four is try this out on your friends before doing it at a fancy dress or cosplay event.
Can I ask you guys something that's really kind of twisting my
like
noodle?
That, Trav.
Yeah.
What would someone have to do to display ice or snow powers to you?
To me?
That would make you believe that they actually had ice or snow powers and weren't just faking it? I worry that if we found out magic was real, or if magic was real in this world,
right,
we would all be so skeptical that no level of something would allow us to believe it was real. What would someone have to demonstrate for you to believe?
If the air around this sorcerer, this warlock, which let's call Elsa what she is, a warlock with a dark ice patron,
in league with the devil, sure.
If it might be Satan. If the air around them became superheated as they did this, thus sort of fulfilling the law of thermodynamics, then I might buy into this shit. But if somebody just starts throwing snow around, I'll be like, where did the heat go? You know what I mean? Because I got like a scientist way of looking at things sometimes.
I always actually like that about you.
Yeah.
I love that too. Very analytical.
Yeah. A mind of science is mine.
So good questions on this one, but I want to just drill down on this one.
Can I just say, the weird thing is that if somebody had the ability to make snow, but it only dribbled impotently from their sleeves, but that was how the power worked and it was actually magic, I would never believe them and I would feel terrible.
No.
Right? See, like, they'd be like, look what I can do. And I'm like, that's just fucking, you had some snow stuffed up your sleeve. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is how it works.
I think some effort would actually make me believe a bit more if the snow just impotently dribbled out of their sleeve and they were going like, and I'd be like, whoa, damn, you're working really hard to make that snow. That's crazy.
You look really dehydrated. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, that water's got to come from somewhere. Okay, I want to drill down on this question.
Okay.
How do I make it look like I've got more snow power?
Oh, boy.
this is always the fear, isn't it? I mean, this is the danger that you run.
Do something else. What? Oh, man.
The community answered, try to keep some with you at all times, and while the person isn't looking, put more in your sleeves to make it look like you have unlimited power.
Or,
27 people found that helpful. 60 people found that not helpful.
Just loudly announce, now look at my snow pockets, and just start pulling snow out of your pockets.
Yeah. This is some snow that I made earlier with magic.
Snow problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crowd clapping at that pun.
Yeah, it was good.
You know what I think? I think we've earned a trip to the buddy's
already
just for that. Yeah, just with that.
Shit, hold on. I got to step on the brakes for a second because there's a warning at the bottom of here. I've never seen a warning on a WikiHow article before. And this is important. I want to cover us legally by reciting this warning. Don't make it obvious that you're faking. Be sure to use good acting skills.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this is the kind of WikiHow that irritates me because now I have to go read one about good acting.
Yeah. I know, damn it.
That's what Joaquin Phoenix did.
That's it, when he got pooped on by his buddy.
When he really became the snoker.
All right.
That's okay. We can go to the money zone on that. Yeah.
Now I think.
Yeah, why associate it? We are sponsored in part this week by Squarespace. Stand out with a beautiful website from Squarespace. I'm going to read it word for word, but I'm going to deliver it like you're delivering it to a friend who, like, the advice is so obvious, you're so mad that they haven't figured it out themselves. Squarespace can help you create a beautiful website to showcase your work or sell products and services of all kinds. Dump him. Promote your physical online business, Deborah. You don't need him anymore.
What?
Squarespace gives you beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers, and you're too good for him. He doesn't appreciate you.
Yeah.
Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. He's a deadbeat.
Right.
He hasn't worked in 3 years. Analytics that help you grow in real time. Free and secure hosting. Now let's party, because there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Now let's go to Slippery Joe's for some shots, and we're gonna rebound.
Okay. Okay.
That's word for word.
That's
that was all
weird.
In the copy.
And yeah. It makes me wonder if, like, somebody at Squarespace is, like, going through something, like an ordeal right now. And that's, you know what? I'm glad we could be here for them.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
This is Stitch Fix. They send you a box full of clothes, and the clothes is going to look good, and it's going to fit good. Pants is one of the things that they have in the box sometimes. Jacket. Shoes, even.
What else?
Belt. Yeah, belt.
I got a tie.
Yeah, fucking ties. And you don't need to go to the store to buy them, and you try the tie on, and they're like, that tie on your neck? And then you get fucking sad, and you run out of the mall.
I hate those stores.
And you get hit by a car in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All because you got made fun of for the tie not fitting the size of your neck? No way. Stitch Fix is here to fix that. Don't ever get hit by a truck in the mall parking lot again, because they hand select these clothes for you by expert stylists based on your unique size.
You got a unique style? No one's ever been able to find the perfect fit.
Size, style, and budget. And you get to try on the pieces at home before you buy them. You keep your favorites. You send back the rest. You say, fly back, little birds. You're not ready for me. And you pay a $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards the pieces that you keep. There's no hidden fees, no subscription. It's easy peasy. Get started today at
stitchfix.com/mybrother and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Hi, I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
And I'm Laura House.
And we're the hosts of Tiny Victories.
My tiny victory is that I sewed that button back on the day after it broke.
We talk about that little thing that you did that's a big deal to you, but nobody else cares.
Did you get that Guggenheim Genius Award?
We don't want to hear from you.
We want little bitty tiny victories.
My tiny victory is a tattoo that I added onto this past weekend.
Let's talk about it.
My victory is that I'm 1 year cancer free. But my tiny victory is that I took all of the cushions off the couch, pounded them out, put them back, and it looks so great.
So if you're like us and you want to celebrate the tiny achievements of ordinary people, listen to Tiny Victories.
It's on every Monday on Maximum Fun.
Dun 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 dun. I want a munch
squad.
Squad.
Bum 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 bum. I want to munch
squad.
Bum 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 bum.
Kind of Michael Giacchino vibe here, and I'm taking
it.
No, listen. This is the most important munch squad that I've ever done, and I'm trying. I want to. You know how before Walter Cronkite. Like, you remember when he was about to watch them open the moon door, and he was thinking, like, I got to say fucking something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got to say something.
He said, like,
shit.
Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up.
Everybody
watch this.
Shut
watch
up.
This fucking
listen
thing.
To the moon. I also wonder, like, if he was wondering if the moon guy was going to say something because he didn't want to talk over
right.
him. You know what I mean?
Would have been embarrassing.
This is like that moment. Popeyes launches nuggets. Calls for ceasefire in the chicken wars.
Oh my God.
Let's listen, before we comment on this and get too deep into it, let's just listen to this is what they're going with. Remember what happened when we launched the chicken sandwich? Easy clips of them selling it.
Chicken wars.
But now we're ending the chicken wars. So what they're saying is, we know we walked into a room and kicked over the trash can and then left the room and then came back later and we're like, You guys, nobody cleaned this up yet. But now we're saying the chicken wars have ended.
I will say this is, I mean, this might surprise some of you, but I don't know a lot about war and how it works and stuff.
Yeah.
But can you be like, can you start the war and then it's like, and now it's done and be like, what? Fine.
You can't. No, Travis, you can't. You can't do that. You know, you can't just say we did a war, but now we're tired of the war because we're doing a different thing.
We got bored
so the war's
of the
over.
War.
Yeah. I mean, I've played Risk enough that I don't think you can't invade some countries on Risk and then be like, okay, I'm done now, so don't like come back at me, okay?
The launch of our chicken sandwich was incredible.
Yeah.
And we're humbled by the amount of love and positive reviews. But at the same time, many claim that it started the chicken wars. Said CMO Bruno Cardinale in a statement. Now it's time to say goodbye to the chicken wars and celebrate our new nuggets because we come in peace. 8-piece to be exact.
All right.
To prove it's serious about ending the chicken wars, the Popeyes Foundation.
We'll pay a were-guild to everyone we killed.
The Popeyes Foundation purchased the cash equivalent of 1 million nuggets from Popeyes restaurants, as well as competing brands, McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Burger King. The foundation will donate the funds to Second Harvest Food Bank of Greater New Orleans, and customers may visit the Popeyes Foundation website to donate, and Popeyes will match the contributions of up to $25,000.
Well, that's
what they're saying here, and it's very tough to parse, but my understanding is that they bought 1 million chicken nuggets and took them to a shelter. Is that what happened here?
Could you read it again? Because it does sound
honestly,
like it's really
it's so
like,
hard to follow.
The Popeyes Foundation purchased the cash equivalent of 1 million nuggets.
You can't do how is that money?
You bought money of nugs? What are you talking about? Because the video that they have to accompany this just shows a single Popeyes employee going like door to door at McDonald's and Wendy's and all these other places, just like, I'd like to buy all the chicken nuggets you have because some reason, I don't know. I'll think of it.
I think that they're saying the Popeyes Foundation is donating the equivalent, but to say we purchased the cash equivalent nuggets
of it's un. What could that mean? I mean, what are they saying? They bought the cash equivalent of 1 million nuggets in nuggets at different stores and then donated the money. What are you saying? Our hope is that today, guests who finally try our new chicken nuggets will say to themselves, Popeyes did it again.
Started another war.
Started another fucking war. A cuter war.
We would like to call for a ceasefire by invading a different country now.
Bruno continued. This is, I think, where things really start to the rails. Those two things together, the product quality and the strong marketing campaign he's referring to here, those two things together, they're really the recipe for the success of our brand. And I'm very confident we have those two ingredients here this time with the nuggets. The product tastes amazing.
Oh, good.
The campaign, I think it's very, very timely, very relevant. It speaks to a cultural moment, an iconic moment that happened in America 2 years ago. We're tapping into that cultural moment and really delivering something that is relevant, that is unique to Popeyes, and really puts Popeyes in the center of the conversation.
Sure.
Hey, the war's over, guys. We're bigger than this. But Popeyes did it, and we're in the middle of it, and we did it, and it's us, and the war's over, guys.
And we'll do it again.
I think we all agree the war's over.
And we fucking won, baby!
We have annexed cluckers. We have annexed cluckers. All cluckers are now Popeyes.
Oh my God, the gall.
The absolute wild thing about this, though, is that in, like, the late 80s, there were pizza wars, which was, like, an iconic thing, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like they want that again? And it could be, and I don't fucking know anymore.
I don't know anymore. Can I talk about something else real quick? This is unrelated, but I did want to mention it. Long John Silver's has partnered with Gathered Foods to debut plant-based seafood.
Huh.
Okay.
And the ad for this, there's an iconic ad, there's an ad for it, and it just says plant-based seafood is now a thing.
Awesome. Good. Nice. Oh, that's so about cool. As much earnestness as I want behind this announcement.
Customers will be able to choose from two Long John Silver's classic menu items, now with a plant-based twist. Good Catch crab-free cakes, which I would argue most cakes are.
Yes.
But not all cakes.
Not all cakes are packed with 15 grams of plant-based protein per serving and features lump crab meat taste.
Mm. what an appetizing concept.
Okay, listen to what it literally says. It features lump crab meat taste and texture, complemented with sweet peppers, green onions, parsley, and a kick of spice. If a filet is what you're after, Good Catch fish-free filets are crispy, breaded, tender, flaky, white fish texture you're looking for.
Are they skipping every third word in this announcement?
Our mission is to make the unique seafood experience from the coasts available to all, says Christopher Caudill. So we're mushing up a bunch of beans, I guess. We're mushing up a bunch of beans and frying them because our mission is to bring seafood to the planet. We believe plant-based seafood furthers that mission by making Long John Silver's accessible to guests who are hungry for more plant-based protein option.
It's also a great addition for fans of our classic sustainably sourced wild-caught fish who are curious about a new take on their seafood favorites. We're excited to set sail with Good Catch on this test.
I'm really curious, and listeners, if you could tweet with the hashtag MBMBAM after this episode goes out, if you're vegan or vegetarian, or, I mean, maybe you just don't eat fish for sustainability or whatever reasons. How many of you have been longing to go to Long John Silver's, but there just weren't options?
You drive by Long John Silver's and you're just salivating.
Oh, I wish. Oh, if only I could. But there's no options.
You just think about the fact that they'll sell you a container of lard cast-offs for 75 cents. Crunchy lard cast-offs.
Oh, if only I could get those Crunchins, but I can't. How many of you
want to get some?
Hear this news.
Yeah, Crunchins have been vegan this whole time, I bet.
Maybe. How many of you hear this news and, like, before we even finished talking about it, there was just, like, a U-shaped puff of dust as you ran to your car? Right?
A U-shaped puff of dust as you ran to your car and then turned back around and ran the other way away from your car, creating the U. That is the U-shaped puff of dust that you have left. Oh, yeah, they're committed. They're in 5 restaurants.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, 5 different Long John Silvers.
That's how you do it.
They're in California.
Well, yeah.
So they're bringing the seafood and coastal experience to California.
Right.
Thank God.
Give me that bean fish in the bread basket. You know what I mean? Like where we need it.
I would, and I'm not saying that this is true of everyone, but there's someone in the bread basket, I say this living in Ohio, that would walk up to the counter and say, like, I'll have the crab cakes. And they'd be like, do you want crab in that or not? And they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I just want to see that play out.
I just said crab cakes. What about crab free cakes? You mean cake?
No, I said... I want the crab cakes. Yeah, but with or without the crab. Oh, fuck off!
You know what makes me so mad about this fucking stupid segment? I would fucking annihilate some plant-based chicken fish nuggets right now. I would annihilate them. So hungry for it now. Thinking about that great white fish texture.
We love that.
I love that here.
Flaky.
My partner and I have a habit of stealing interesting coffee mugs, especially from people we dislike. Our crown jewel is a church mug we stole from a landlord who took our deposit unnecessarily. A friend recently asked how we got so many weird mugs. How do we explain without seeming like petty kleptomaniacs? This is from Mysterious Mug Mafiosos in Maryland. And I have bad news. Mm-hmm. You steal all the time. You steal all the time for not great reasons.
Yeah. They got you. I think this is if you can't stand in your truth for this and be like, oh, we stole these because it's funny.
They're stolen.
These are stolen.
Because it gives us a little modicum of control back, right? Where you feel they took something from us, so we took something from them. We know it's not great, but it's a thing the two of us do together and we like.
We like it. It doesn't hurt anybody except the person who we've stolen from.
Are you guys at this point with your mugs where it is a one-in, one-out policy?
It's had to become that, yes.
It's become that at our house. We have now 2 drawers filled with coffee mugs. A good drawer and a bad drawer.
This is, okay.
A bad drawer of mugs we don't like, but can't get rid of. And then the good drawer of the mugs we actually
use. This is what I was going to say, because I, God help me, I have 2 shelves in a cabinet, and one shelf is full of mugs we use, and the other one are just in case mugs I get, like in case I open a coffee shop. Yeah. Right. Suddenly,
like in case a bunch of people come over in the morning, they're like, coffee time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I suddenly had that corporate retreat in my house. I got 40 people here from the local bank who decided to have a trust building exercise in my living room, and I have to provide cappuccinos for everybody.
Here's my thing. Also, these aren't even mugs I use. I haven't used a regular coffee mug for 10 years.
I have 2 mugs that I use on alternating days.
I only use travel mugs. Even though I work out of the house, I only use travel mugs. And that way my coffee stays hot and fresh.
Oh, yeah, but then you have no rush to drink it.
Do you do the same damn thing, Griffin? I love when it gets to be 2 p.m. and I'm like, hot coffee.
I'm drinking one right now. And it's
Contigo Auto Seal.
But I bought it at Target. And it's
Hey, cheers,
bud.
Oh, he hit the microphone with his cup. Oh boy. Okay, I just have a big mug with West Virginia on it, but it looks like, and I am wearing overalls right now. I feel like a school art teacher. Yeah. With this big mug, and it's kind of spotty, like, and it feels like stoneware. I love it.
Contigo Auto Seal.
Is it stoneware?
Is it stoneware?
Listen, Justin.
The Contigo Auto Seal has a valve that you press a button that allows the free flow of coffee.
Awesome.
This valve is spring loaded. This valve, if you press a little release on the lid, will flip up so you can clean underneath it. I discovered this far too recently.
Why does the mug smell like that?
Daddy, baked in coffee goodness.
Smell?
Ooh. Why do you have wretched mugs?
I'm drinking.
Like the open mug with no lid or thermal properties, because then it encourages me to drain it.
Yeah, I love that.
My mug is the brand of it is Zach. With an exclamation point.
Oh, I love Zach stuff. I have a big Zach cup that I use for all my iced beverages.
But it's weird because it looks like it's like not mine.
Zach's.
It's like, hey, Zach. And I'm like, damn it. No, can I still drink it though?
I feel like we gave Dad too hard a time for talking so much about drinkware when we were kids. Yeah. We didn't know how good we had.
I love service.
To learn about drinkware from a man, like a real man who drank all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
Out of lots of different cups. He would talk to us about service, and like we just kind of ignore him. And now I'm like, won't someone talk to me about service?
Yeah, I would love
service,
to. Daddy, tell me about
service.
Hey,
I was sent a mug by a fan that had like a panther on it, and it said in big black letters, be nice to me, I have diarrhea on it. And then I would say 6 weeks later, I was sent a mug by a fan that also had a panther on it that said, be nice to me, I have diarrhea on it. And it was the same mug. And so two different people saw that and said, that reminds me of Griffin so much. I'm going to spend, you know, $19.99 plus shipping or whatever to make sure he has it. So I have two of those on it.
Sometimes you only know one thing about a person, and it's like, oh, they love unicorns or whatever. So you get them unicorn and everything. The one thing people know about Griffin is he gets diarrhea a lot.
Not a lot. I haven't had it in a long time. In fact, Travis, I know for a fact you've had diarrhea more recently than me. So
yes, but not as often. Statistically speaking, days out of our lives spent with diarrhea.
In 2021, I haven't had it.
At all.
That's
because you haven't been exposed to the harsh spores of the world.
And this is the truth, isn't it? It's not my fault that
it's
I get
the world.
Griffin doesn't have diarrhea.
The world has diarrhea. And he gives it to me when I got a mask up. Fauci's like, it's cool. Or is it? It's not. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to do it because the world's got diarrhea, bud.
But if you stay in your hermetic...
The world's got diarrhea.
As long as you stay in your hermetically sealed home, no diarrhea can get to you.
Exactly.
And also no chicken wings.
No chicken wings. Guys, I'm reeling. Like, everything we've said after finding out the chicken sandwich wars are over. Like, I've got two sons. And knowing that they're not going to be drafted, they're not going to be conscripted. You know what I mean? They're not going to have to go overseas. It means the world to me.
Yeah, but now they'll have to take up arms in the plant-based seafood.
It's going to be a lot chiller, though. That's going to be a lot of mostly like there's going to be a lot of computer warfare there. There's a lot more
a lot of cyber.
In that one.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of this press release, by the way, it said, and with the plant-based seafood industry expected to grow to a staggering $1.3 billion in the next 10 years, Long John Silver's and Good Catch are on the leading edge of a long-term movement. I got to say, if you're going to open up 5 restaurants, I don't know when we're going to get there if Long John Silver's only has 5.
Throw your fucking hat over the ring.
Yeah, let's go.
Launch it in every restaurant, even ones you don't own. Make a little kiosk where they can get it.
My favorite fish place is this little hole in the wall called Dockside Charlie's.
Yeah.
Which in West Virginia, you mean.
Inside an O'Charlie's.
Awesome.
Oh, boy.
It's, hey, if you want the real catch, you know what I mean? The real catch.
Is it like a VIP lounge inside? Like, how do you get into it?
Yeah, it's just Ghost Kitchen, bud. Hey, listen, thanks so much for listening to our program. We hope you've had a fun time. I'll say it. A fun time.
It's brave.
We got some new merch at macroymerch.com. Travis, you guys.
I'm very excited because the pin of the month for August is Work of Fart.
Yeah.
The proceeds of which will be benefiting One Tree Planted, which is dedicated to making it easier for individuals and businesses to give back to the environment, create a healthier climate, protect biodiversity, and help reforestation efforts around the world. Plus, you'll get a pin that says Work of Fart on it. Who the fuck doesn't want that? Also, very excited. We will be, and when I say we, I basically mean like all the McRoys are coming to Emerald City Comic Con. That's December 2nd through 5th. All seven of us. That's Griffin, Rachel, Justin, Sydney, Travis, Teresa, and Clint will all be there. So keep an eye out. There's more info coming soon about panels, signings, photo ops, and stuff. Also, Teresa, speaking of, Teresa and I are going to be at Dragon Con this year. We're excited to see everybody there. We have the Adventure Zone game, if you haven't played it yet. Together Studios is celebrating a safe return to the game table this summer with local retailer events, giveaways, and live streams. Taz Gameplay streams every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time at twitch.tv/together. That's T-W-O. Together Studios, hosted by @Nomedic. You can follow @TogetherStudio on Twitter for weekly giveaways of swag from them and our publishers for a second. Speaking of which, the Adventure Zone graphic novel, Crystal Kingdom, is out now. That's the first four in the series are all out now. If you haven't gotten them, go do so at a bookstore, or you can go to theadventurezonecomic.com. And as long as I'm saying links, I stream on Twitch, and it's pretty fun. Twitch.tv/TheTravisMcRoy.
Thank you to Montaigne for the Israel theme song, My Life is Better with You.
It's close. What? Close. That's all I can say.
It's close. Oh, I thought you were saying I was close to getting the name of the song right.
No. It's close. It's
close.
That's all I'm saying.
It's coming. The shadow of it has been cast over all the major metropolitan areas of the country. And that's all we're going to say about it. Y'all want to find a Yahoo?
Yeah. A real one this time.
This one was sent in by Ricky. It says here, Thick Ricky sent this one in. Thanks, Thick Ricky.
Thick Ricky. Huh.
Yeah, and it's asked by Yahoo Answers user, It's asked by Yahoo Answers user, Papa John. It says Papa John Schlatter.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, it says Papa John Schlatter.
That's weird.
Papa John Schlatter asked this, and he said, what happened?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, make your shad square the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.